Okay. Page Reish Gimel. According to this sticker, we're on the top paragraph on the left side. La'or dvareinu. In the light of our words, shela'akiras shoyra shora, that in order to uproot the root of evil, nidrish me'o adam koichais al tivim, supernatural powers are demanded of man, meaning it requires, as he explained before, it requires self-sacrifice to achieve the uprooting of the root of evil. We can understand it will be well understood what is written in the Medrash Rabbah on what is said by Yosef. It says that he ran and went outside when he was when he had the nisayon with the wife of Potiphar. It says he ran and went outside. Says the Medrash, Kofatz b'schus Avram Avinu, he jumped with the merit of Avram Avinu, Shenema boy, as it says by Avram Avinu, Vayoytze oisay achutza, that Hashem took Avram Avinu outside. Vayomer, he said, Habet Hashemayma, look at the heavens, Vesfurah kechavim, and count the stars. Vayomer, and Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Koyi azarecha, so will be your descendants. That is the Medrash. So, obviously, what's the connection? What does one have to do with the other? So, the Medrash is darshaning the word hachutza, right? It says by Yosef the word hachutza, it says that he ran hachutza, and by Avram Avinu it says Hashem took him hachutza, Hashem took him outside and showed him the stars. So the Medrash is comparing the two, that Yosef was only able to do so in the merit of Avram Avinu. But what is, besides having a similar word, what is the connection here? He says, "Dinei b'mash kosav Avram ayotzei sa'achutza v'gamer." Mefarash haMedrash, the Medrash and Rashi, on the pasuk where Hashem said to Avram Avinu that Hashem took Avram Avinu outside, the Medrash says, "Hevo oisami al kipas haShemayim," that Hashem raised him above the universe. The Amar Lein, Hashem said to him, Habet na Hashemayma, look at the heavens. Now we have a rule that Ve'ein Habata Elam Elamala Lamata, that whenever it says the word Habet or Habata, it means looking, which means to look. The word Habata means to look from above downwards. So Hashem tells Avram Avinu in this pasuk, "Habet na Hashemayma, look downwards at the heaven." So obviously, he must have taken Avram Avinu outside of the universe, and he's telling Avram Avinu to look down at the heavens instead of looking up. So now we understand what the connection here is, that Yosef was only able to run outside in the merit of Avram Avinu. Because when Hashem told Avram Avinu, look down at the stars, and then he said to him, Koyi Ezracha, so will be your descendants, what the Pasuk is saying, what Hashem was saying to Avram Avinu, that your descendants will also be able to raise themselves above nature in order to overcome their Yetzirah. So is in the merit of Hashem taking Avram Avinu out of nature, that and telling Avram Avinu, so will be your offspring, so will be your descendants, that is, in that merit, Yosef was able to overcome this Nisayan in a supernatural way. Because by Yosef, we also find this concept. He ran and went outside, meaning he raised himself above the universe. He was able to raise himself above all earthly matters. It was only then that he was able to overcome his Yetzirah. It was only through that he was able to overcome his Yetzirah. And the explanation is, as we said, because by Yosef, this was his life test. This was his purpose in the world. And all the powers of evil in the world ganged up against him at that time to cause him to stumble. That is going to happen when the person encounters their test of life. All the powers and the evil of the world are going to stand up against him, and it is only when the person overcomes them that the person has fulfilled their purpose. And in cases like this, Yosef wouldn't have been able to overcome his Yetzirah with his natural powers. But he tapped into Hashem's promise to Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu's descendants have the ability to raise themselves above the universe, above nature, above all earthly matters, since he raised himself with supernatural powers to a place that is above the universe, Shom ein oid koychara. There is no powers of evil. His gabra menitzach is koychazirasi. He was able to overcome and be victorious over the powers of evil. Thank you.
Anytime you overcome your Yetzirah, it's above nature. Because your natural thing is to do what you want to do.
Right. There's a difference between natural instinct and natural powers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I believe that every human being has the ability to withstand a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. Right. Even though
they differ with
the plates over there.
even though the everybody, you know, their instinct would be to have a cake, right? So, but everybody possesses some power of restraint. That's natural.
So it's a matter of example. Degree or kind.
What?
It's a matter of degree, right, or kind.
Give us an example you're not able to withstand.
No, it's a degree.
Can you say Selim al-Khamma? That Torah says you can't overpower. It's partial.
Yeah. Well, you have this case of you as myself, right? A 17-year-old boy in a situation with his master's wife. That is, for that you need a power restraint that is not.
But my point is, it's not different in kind from the cake.
Right,
it's just more so.
Right, more so. In the Sefer Yehoshua, it talks about Pinchas and Kalev, who were tremendous tzaddikim. I mean, we have no idea what kind of tzaddikim we're talking about. I mean, the greatest tzaddik in our generation. Right, wouldn't be able to. We can't even compare it to what they were. Right? We're talking about the biggest tzaddikim in the world. So they came when they went to spy on Eretz Yisrael the second time when Yeshua sent them. It was Pinchas and Kalev. They came to a house of Rachav Hazayna, Rachav the prostitute, and the Pasuk calls them angels because they were able to withstand the temptation. And Rashi explains, for human beings, It wasn't. It's not something that's within the human power of the human being. It's to be in that kind of situation, and we're talking about two of the greatest tzaddikim in the world. But Hashem doesn't place a person in a situation unless they have the ability to overcome.
With the Chafetz Chaim, wasn't there a story about him or something like that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, like some.
We are angels?
Yeah, they came coming in and out of a room, and he said, you know, he slammed the hand. He said, "What am I, a malach? You know, can you just keep her out of here?"
Rav Zisha. Rav Zisha, there was an old, an older woman that used to come to the house for not sure what she used to come for, but for some reason the Rebbetzin had stepped out, and Rav Zisha found himself. And Rav Zisha was a sick man. He was elderly and sick already, and he found himself alone in the house with this elderly woman. So he made a dash for the door. So she said to him, "Rebbe, what are you afraid of? You're sick. You're old. You're sick, and I'm old. What are you afraid of?" He said, "The Yitzhara can make you can make me better and make you younger." Years ago, the Bulgari Rav was the father of today's Belzer Rav. Was in his room in the third story. His house is on the third story of a building, and he had some people that did not like him. And as a prank, hired a young woman just to walk into the room and close the door behind her. He jumped out of the window. We're talking about 50 Bulgari. This is today's Belzerov's father. He jumped out of the window and eventually died from the injury.
That was a good idea.
Huh?
He died.
He died from the injury.
Goodness.
And the Kohen? Tzadik related to him in his first marriage.
That was a prank too?
It was a prank.
What?
They hated his father.
All right, right.
Very wealthy. They set it up that a Polish colonel, they bribed him to walk into the shop. And
he extended his hand to his wife.
At just the time when Reb Tzadik would come out to say hello to
him. Yeah. Yeah. In a move, the Torah's always. I'm sure I mentioned to you, when I was a chosen. So there, and I was learning at Yisrael. So the yeshiva brought in a very chashuv yid named Reb Sender Erlanger to speak to the chasanim, to speak to those who are, and to give us some, like a chasan shmuz. So he was, it was overall a very, very warm shmuz. And then he tells us, listen, you got to know that there's going to be. That every married man has nisyonis, has tests. There's a period of time when one's wife is anida, she's impure, and this person has to separate from her. He says, "So let me tell you, you're going to ask me, what do you do in a time of nisyon, right? Let's say two of you are in a weak moment. and you feel that it's you're not going to be able to overcome Yetzer. So here's what you do. You go to the closest window and jump out. He says, Gili Arayas is Yerek Valyavar. One is obligated to sacrifice their life in order not to transgress in the Yisra of Gili Arayas. So he just wanted to give us an idea of how severe it was. But I'm just talking about it. It was 50 years ago. The Bulgari Rav.
First floor apartments went fast.
As I said, we live in the basement.
First floor apartments went fast.
Okay, I mean, they move over to this always. V'shem Moran HaSlava Kiddush Malachovich. Z'chus HaYogan Adayinu. It is brought in the Sefer Torah Zovis. Please excuse my snorting. I have terrible allergies now. V'shem... What?
I used to use that excuse.
V'shem Moran HaSlava Kiddush Malachovich Z'chus HaYogan Adayinu. What was that?
Except yours are correct.
I didn't even catch on right now. The Torah is always bringing the name of the Lechavitcher. On the Pasuk, where Hashem says, return to me and I will return to you. Moshe ben Melech says the Lechavitcher, that this can be understood with a parable to a prince, Shenishba lebein alistim, that was captured among bandits. And he was distanced from his father, the king. They took him so far away, and this prince is a very young child. So even if he would return, even if they would let him go, with his small feet, and his, if he'd start walking back, Masay Agi Al Malach, when would he ever arrive back at the palace? B'sholach Le'amalach, so the king sent a message to him, Shuva Eilai B'psiyasecha Haktanais, just return to me with your small footsteps. V'ashuva Eilecha B'psiyasei Haktanais, I'll meet you more than midway, because I'll start walking and my footsteps are a lot bigger than yours. So he says that the Rabbi Nishlam says to us, you might take small steps, but as long as you're walking in the right direction, I'll meet you and my footsteps are a lot bigger. It's a beautiful mashal. There's a Navi, and that is what the Navi says. Shuva v'goyimer, Hashem, that's the Navi says, you return to me and I'll return to you. Shuva elai b'kachachem adal, return to me with your poor strength. V'ashuva aleichem b'rachem imerubim, and I will return to you with great compassion. V'yesh levar ma'arazeh, we can explain this, al pi ha'amor, as according to what we've said. The bechinas tshuva hamechuvenes l'sakin ikir in yonai, that the concept of tshuva that is directed to correct a person's main purpose in life, as we said before, that tshuva is very difficult because it requires self-sacrifice to uproot one's root of evil. Tzricha l'koyches al tivyim, that requires supernatural powers. The small steps that we were just referring to, those are natural powers. How is it possible that through our small steps, which means our natural powers, how is it possible to come close to Hashem? When what we're saying above is that it requires big footsteps, which are the supernatural powers, to be able to correct this. But Hashem promises us, if you return to me with your small footsteps, meaning, if you'll do whatever is in your power through natural powers, meaning you'll do whatever you can, I will return to you by providing you with the big footsteps. Meaning, I will give you powers from above. And the pasuk that says, and Hashem says, there shall be light, will come into being. That with the light of Hashem, the person will be able to see the light, and all the powers of darkness will be removed from him.
I removed your sign and sheet.